Rick, how are you this morning?
Very good. Just having coffee with all the people in Grand Ledge.
All right. Rick, I heard you were in the middle of a little dust-up with a Senate Republican spokesperson, Matt Marsden. What happened?
Oh, I think he was just a little bit of a rogue staffer, and he had a bad day.
Well, tell me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, basically, what my duties are to be chair of judiciary. And in judiciary, we take up bills that have to do with criminal law, civil law, and that's my assignment. Now, you know, I want to assure you and everybody else listening that number one on my radar is fixing the state and ensuring that we have a good business climate, getting this budget done. That work goes on daily. But I'm a full-time senator, and I work full-time, and my assignment is to be chair of judiciary. So one of the bills that I took up was written by Arlen Meekoff, and it bans partial birth abortion, the most heinous type of activity where the baby's partially removed from the womb before it's killed. This is in the last stages of right before birth. And so I took the bill up. Well, he was upset about it. He didn't think that was a good idea, so he made a little news report to the local news services downtown Lansing and basically attacked me. I really don't have any comment about him. The leader has removed him, and, you know, it's a done deal.
Are there more important things to be engaged in as opposed to that bill, in your opinion?
Well, you know, what you have to understand is there's all sorts of things that I engage in the judiciary. So we're working on the budget every day, but you don't work on the budget in my committee that I'm the chair of. We work on things like bullying. We work on things like the sex offender registry. We work on things like outlawing K2, outlawing the new synthetic drug that is nicknamed bath salts. That is my duty. There are other things to do with criminal law, civil law, public safety that we deal with in my committee.
Talk a little bit about the budget. Where are we in that process of paring things down? It looks like things are proposed here or there, $600,000 to stop the inspections of dairy farms. So where are we from what you know?
Well, we're still trying very hard to head for a June 1 date of completion of the task. As everybody knows, we're not like the federal government. We don't print money. We balance our budget every year. And so that's the great debate. What do we cut? What do we provide more money for? And we're trying very hard to do the best job possible with the tax dollars that the people provide.
I wanted to get your take on taxing private pensions.
I don't agree with that. That is a proposal by the governor, and I want to add that I think Rick Snyder is doing a very good job of trying to propose solutions for the state, but that's one that I just don't feel is necessary. I talked to a man the other day in his 80s. He retired from General Motors, and he makes $15,000 in retirement money. And he gets a little Social Security, and that's what he lives on. And I see no reason to put a pension tax on him. Currently, your pension is not taxed until it gets beyond $45,000. And I think that's probably appropriate to leave it there, and that's the way I'm going to vote.
Wanted to get your take, too, on something that we've talked about once before. A judge has ruled on open carry in the library and the libraries, I should say, in the city of Lansing. Should people be allowed to open carry weapons, in your opinion, in areas like that?
Well, I think the individual that walked into the library with a shotgun slung over his shoulder to try to push the law was very foolish. It simply wasn't necessary, and I think that's a very foolish act. I do think if somebody has a concealed weapons permit where they've taken the course and they've done everything legal, that I have no problem with somebody wearing a gun. They've been checked out. to make sure they have no criminal background and they've taken the course, have a concealed weapon on them. I have no problem at all with that. The judges will decide whether or not it's appropriate to open carry in the library. That's or any place. Now that's an old state law. It's nothing new. And unfortunately, this individual sought to challenge it for whatever reason. And I do think just carrying a shotgun over your shoulder, walking into a library, is pretty foolish.
Senator Jones, I understand that there are many school districts in the state who have rainy day funds, excessive rainy day funds, if you ask some. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, if a school is that wise that they have put money aside for emergencies, I congratulate the managers of that school. They have done a great job. And there are a few proposals around the state to try to go in and take that money or force it to be spent. I think that's outrageous. Schools operate under local control. And if we have some managers and school boards that are that sharp that they're putting money aside, I congratulate them.
What's the hottest new topics that you're working on?
Well, I just got my bill yesterday to ban this new synthetic drug that's been nicknamed bath salts. It looks a little bit like bath salts. It's anything but. It's a very, very dangerous synthetic drug. The Michigan Department of Community Health has put out warnings. This drug makes people so paranoid. We've had people commit suicide. Some places in the nation, they've committed homicide. They feel like demons or foreign soldiers or monsters are chasing them. And it's hard to believe that somebody would put this in their body. And it's hard to believe that a few stores, would be so greedy to sell this product to college students mainly. And we're going to stop it.
All right, Senator Jones, two more questions for you. Wanted to get your take on the emergency manager legislation that the Senate passed.
You know, it's absolutely necessary. We've had a few places around the state where, because of bad management, they're in bankruptcy. One notable place is the Detroit Public Schools. And Governor Granholm put a superintendent, emergency manager, in charge of it. But really, he has no power to fix it. Very little power. So what we did yesterday was grant powers to an emergency manager to go in and really fix a bankrupt city, a bankrupt township, or a bankrupt school. And we have to have something like this because we want to make sure cities and townships continue their emergency services. We want to make sure schools are open to educate our children.
Can you talk about the proposed bill that would prohibit union-only project labor agreements for taxpayer-funded construction contracts?
Well, you know, that's certainly a volatile issue in Michigan because we have a lot of unionization, and a lot of unions think that we should have labor agreements for public works that basically you either have to hire the union worker or you have to pay at that rate. It really has cost the taxpayers a great deal of money, and there's no reason why everybody shouldn't compete. You know, I know a lot of union plumbers, union electricians, union carpenters. They are good people. They do good work. They do it on time. The work that I've seen is excellent, but my response to them would be we need to let everybody compete. If you do better work, you get your work done on time, you're going to get the contract.
And then finally, Senator, Republicans in the Michigan legislature are trying to overturn a decision to extend state-paid health benefit coverage to same-sex partners or other adults living with some state employees. The Republican-led Senate approved the resolution on Wednesday. What's your take on that?
Well, I've been fighting this from way back in December. What we have is a civil service commission that was appointed by Governor Granholm, and under the law, Governor Snyder can't replace it yet. They serve for, I believe, six-year terms. And back in December, they declared that they were going to give every state employee who had a live-in boyfriend or girlfriend and any children that they brought into the home give them health benefits. Now, Governor Granholm's team estimated this at $6 million. Governor Snyder's team says it will be over $8 million. That is taxpayer money that should be spent on roads or police or schools or anything else. I don't approve of taxpayer health benefits for live-in boyfriends and girlfriends.
All right, Senator, we appreciate your time. We'll be talking with you again. Enjoy your day.
Okay, have a good one.